A word for you from 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 13 and 14. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. Peter is ever so practical, and that is because he is inspired by the Holy Spirit, and he knows that the theory must go with the practice. Peter, as with Paul, they always start their letters with the scriptural theology, if you like, of where Christians stand, what God has done for us, the hope that we have. And Peter spends many verses, all the way to verse 12, speaking about what God has done. And only once does he refer to the fact in verse 6 and 7 that we will face trials. Our faith is as important, more important than gold, and we will be tried. But now in verse 13 and 14, he turns around and he says to the same believers who have been promised that which is imperishable, incorruptible, now, therefore, do the following. Because God has done this, therefore you need to be like this. There is always the practical outworking of salvation. It is not only the hope that we have for eternal life, it is to become holy behavior here on earth. And he is extremely practical. He says, therefore, preparing your minds for action, be prepared. Ready yourself. Know that there are the practical outworkings of faith, and they are often quite difficult. And your mind needs to be prepared. Is your mind in the grip of fear, perhaps bitterness? Perhaps you're spending all your thoughts on things that do not matter. Perhaps you're thinking about somebody else all the time, and your thoughts are not heavenly minded, and so you become of no practical use to God. And therefore, prepare your mind and be sober-minded. Be like one who is not intoxicated by this world. And then he continues to say now, do not be conformed. To conform to what? Well, not just conform to the world, as we hear in another part of the Bible, but don't be conformed to your very own previous passions and lusts. In other words, no longer behave in the old way. Musugulalela inyama, musuguti ulalela lokho okudala.